The short attention span philosopher. Today, 3 from Midsummer Night's Dream. Bottom has just recovered from being transformed into an ass when he says, "I've had a dream past the wit of man to say what dream it was. Man is but an ass if he go about to expound this dream. Methought I was, there's no man can tell what. Methought I was, and methought I had. But man is but a patched fool if he will offer to say what methought I had." And he continues, "The eye of man hath not heard, the ear of man hath not seen, man's hand is not able to taste, his tongue to conceive, nor his heart to report what my dream was." Finally, the magic, confusion, and adventure of the evening are summed up by Puck. "Now the hungry lion roars, and the wolf behowls the moon, whilst the heavy ploughman snores, all with weary task foredone. Now the wasted brands do glow, whilst the screech owl, screeching loud, puts the wretch that lies in woe in remembrance of a shroud. Now it is the time of night that the grave's all gaping wide. Every one lets forth his sprite in the churchway paths to glide. And we fairies that do run by the triple hecate's team, from the presence of the sun, following darkness like a dream. Now our frolic not a mouse shall disturb this hallowed house. I am sent with broom before to sweep the dust behind the door."